everybody?
That was my knee cracking.
Oh. Well, you heard it first here. The knee crack of Danny P. Warner and the fully jointed, no issues, a Brent Sheriff here.
Those 80s gays, because it's not a, it's not, we're from the 80s.
Oh, it's not those.
We're in our 80s.
It's not those 80 ailments that we have.
This is episode 9 of Those 80s Gays. Can you believe it? We made it to 9 episodes, B.
Look, I can believe it because it's fact, it's happening. But I really look forward to getting to, 69. Actually, let's say season 9.
No, that's just, I hate the reference 69s. Can we just jump straight in? Can I just mention, by the way, can you see the lack of movement in my forehead?
Relative to what it was last week, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So
it's like last week your face could be an ocean.
Thanks.
When you raised your eyebrows, now it's like a sheet of glass.
Thank you. Because I was, we were out the other night and Brent said to me, by the way, are you going to get your face Botox before we go to Byron Bay? And I was like, do I need to? And he just kind of grimaced at me. So that following... Three days later, I was down at Dr. Scott getting punctured in the face. And I had Botox in my nose for the first time, which was very interesting.
So what does that do?
Well, it gets rid of my bunny lines. So when you scrunch your face up and you get those lines there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I really get them anyway, do I?
No, you don't. But you're not very expressive. My nose area and my in between my eyebrows, I think, is where I express all my emotion.
Because yeah, you get a lot in there, don't you?
Yeah.
Sort of, because you need that extra, because you've got the stronger muscle.
Yeah, that's what Dr. Skill says. He we go a bit harder in that area because I've got very strong in between eyebrow muscle.
Yeah, it's the real term I heard.
Yeah, yeah, it's medical. Medical.
Yeah. Well, so it's looking fabulous.
Oh, thank you, thank you. I'm ready for Byron.
I'm going to go down and be youthful.
Yeah, I'm all smooth. I'm definitely not looking like an 80s gay. I'm looking like a early 2000s gay. Just shut up. We'll run with that.
Okay.
Okay.
It's exactly what you look like.
What have you got to talk about this week?
Look, I've come in unprepared. I have nothing to say, but I'm still going to say a lot.
Okay.
And that's ultimately what matters.
Well, that's the theme of your life, really, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Nothing to say, but a lot to talk about.
I've just sipped my Fireball, thank you. It was a bit weak, by the way, that one you made me, yeah.
Well, because the bottle of yours is almost empty in the fridge. I think you're just siphoning off your own so you can get onto my big 5-litre bottle of Fireball.
Fireball. Are you taking that down to Byron with you? Are we going to actually be enjoying the fruits of your labour?
Yeah, I would like to have a Fireball on night one, and I'm actually really looking forward to not dieting and drinking this weekend.
Just being able to be free?
Yes.
Without restraint?
Yes.
Good.
So we went out the other night and I drank for the first time in 7 weeks? 6 weeks?
Yeah.
And it didn't take much for me to be
reckless.
Loose. Not reckless.
I mean, I climbed a tree that night. I tried to climb a tree.
Yeah, you did. Have you got blisters from
that? I had scratches, but they've healed mostly. Well, there's still some visibility there, but they mostly have healed on my arm. But, you know, I was just sort of hanging from that street tree.
You were.
I feel like I disturbed an ant's nest or something, but anyhow.
And, more shockingly, I went out in shorts and flat shoes.
Twice. I mean, you went out on Sunday as well, but it was daytime, so arguably maybe the setting was different. What's been happening in you, other than these events? Like, maybe I should not ask you anything more about what's going on.
Wow. I had I don't know. Listen, I've had a really... It's only Tuesday. It's Tuesday, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's only Tuesday, and I feel like I've worked 10 days
hard for the money
this week. Yeah,
it's so
been,
hard for the money.
It's been such a shit week. Today at work, and you know where I'm, like, my office is located.
Yeah.
I went to go get a coffee with a work colleague and we were crossing the street and I heard this sound from a man as he was crossing the street towards us. Very similar.
Oh.
And I said to my friend or my work colleague, did he just blow you a kiss?
Oh.
And she was like, oh, I didn't hear. Continue walking down the street towards the coffee shop. And a lady pulled up in her car and wound down the window and said, excuse me, are you okay? And I was like, are you talking to me? And she's like, yes, that man that just crossed the road opposite to you just spat on you.
What?
I crossed the road and this Darrow spat on my back.
Oh, so it was on there?
Yeah.
Oh, that is disgusting.
It was vile. And do you know what? I was... Listen, he could have... Since the floods, they have relocated a parole office to level one of my building.
Right.
I think that's where he was heading because that's the kind of genre of person that he looked like. So I don't know whether he was just an absolute Darrow. But also when he did that and when I found out about it and realized, you know, like I felt really violated and I felt, and I don't know this, but it felt like a homophobic attack.
Okay.
I felt like, why else would he spit on me other than that? I mean, it's not like I walk down the street in high heels, but even if I did, that's my right to.
What shoes do you wear to work then?
I wear like normal boot shoes, like RM kind of looking shoes.
But with a decent heel?
No, no.
Really?
Just a normal heel.
That'd be on the cusp of flats for you.
I know. But I got spat on.
That's disgusting.
It was disgusting to the point where I went back to the office, packed up my stuff and went home.
I was going to say, like, it's hot. You wouldn't have been wearing a jacket or anything because it's too warm still. No, just a
shirt. Just a button-up business shirt. And
you just didn't feel it on you.
I couldn't feel it, but when I asked my work colleague, she could see it.
Was it a golly?
No, it wasn't a golly. It was just spit.
Still.
But it was a wet. And it was so violating. And, you know, I was so embarrassed.
I understand.
Like,
it is.
I just felt like I don't know how to handle this social situation because I've never been in that situation before. So I went back to work. I messaged my boss and said, oh, I'm going to take off at lunchtime and just go home and work for the rest of the day. And obviously he was fine with it. I was, listen, I don't want to be a drama queen about it and I'm over it now, but I was really distraught driving home. Like, I was so upset that someone would do that.
But I think that's a very normal reaction, though. Oh, gosh, frog in my throat. Because, I mean, I'm sure many of our listeners have had some sort of, well, let's just call it out, homophobic experience.
Mm.
In terms of, you know, people could say something, throw something at you, spit on you, or 100,000 other things.
Yeah.
I think the reaction in most cases is quite standard. I mean, even if it's someone who walks or drives by and yells out something like, oh, you're poofter or something like that.
Yeah.
Like, either way, you recoil.
Well, do you
in
know,
a way?
I was very... Listen, I was fairly lucky.
It knocked you down, put it that way.
It totally knocked me down. It really threw me on my ass and... I mean, I remember being a teenager and having people scream out the car, faggot,
yeah,
and stuff like that. But I was very lucky. I went to a school that I was fairly, I wouldn't say I was popular, but I was friends with most of the groups. And I had a very easy gay adolescence in high school. But then there was obviously, you know, I grew up in a suburban area. So if I looked a bit camp walking down the street, yeah, I'd get a few comments. This kind of shit that happened today totally took me back.
That's
to
a
being
different
like
level,
a 13-year-old.
It is a different level. That's
oh,
actually
yeah.
a physical attack.
Yeah, it was.
It
disgusting.
May not be a fist, but or a hand, you know, or a kick, but it's still.
Yeah. It was a violation
horrible.
Of my space.
Of course,
it was
it is.
Disgusting.
There's so, a reason it's illegal, yeah. right?
It is illegal,
mm.
and it's disgusting, and it's COVID.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
You know, you can't do things like that. You should never do things like that to people. But anyway, that was my day. It just kind of topped off a start to a very fucking shit week. But it's only a short week because we're off on Friday. So
this is the absolute rock bottom before you elevate to an amazing weekend ahead.
I know. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to our delicious meals and our massages. And you've heard it all before, but this is like a first trip away in over a year, I think.
Yes.
Maybe there's other things in between. I can't remember.
Well, we've had like little bits and pieces, but I looked at some photos the other day when I was backing up my phone and some memories came up that it's been over a year.
Yeah.
Since we did the, we went up the coast, which was Craig and I's wedding.
Yeah, on the Sunshine Coast. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we originally went up there for the, was it the, like the Gay Pride or the Sunshine Coast Mardi Gras?
Sunshine Coast Mardi Gras.
And then it got cancelled at the last minute because of the weather, I think. It wasn't it
weather?
I think it was weather, not COVID. And we ended up having our weekend away anyway, and Craig and Danny got married. Yeah. I mean, in a it's finally being revealed. We can talk about it openly now.
Well, we can. And I'm still waiting for my first year anniversary present.
Oh, and your ring too, by the way.
Well, yeah, I'm not really a jewellery person though, so I'd be just happy with Craig, I know you're listening. Whatever you're going to spend on the ring, just pop into my bank account instead.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Bit of a dowry.
Yeah.
Love it.
Mm. He can go towards the 40th for his New York trip next year.
Yeah, it's a good balance transfer. It's fine. Fund itself.
Yeah.
Really. It's a gift that keeps giving.
So that was my, and then I came home tonight and watched the budget, and again, I get fucked either way. I get nothing unless I don't have kids.
You get a fuel, save some money on your fuel. Like that's jackal.
Yeah. I get nothing. I earn too much to get that handout and I don't earn enough to get everything
there's
else.
Virtually nothing. It's the just same. Shit. There's nothing.
Oh. Anyway. Rant over. Don't let them buy your vote, guys.
100%. Vote someone else. Call me for recommendations.
I'm apolitical, but I've got very...
Apolitical what?
No, I'm apolitical. Like, I'm impartial.
Oh.
But I, just in case anyone from work's listening, I'm apolitical. But I'm like you. I've got a lot of views.
You have a lot of opinions.
I've probably got a lot of personalities too.
Oh, I think you got more personalities than opinions, to be fair.
With every drink a new one.
Of course, spade a spade. Oh, absolutely. We just gotta start naming them, I think.
It was the first time the other night that Brent and I were out and I finished the night in a club with a cup of tea.
Bushels.
It was a bushel.
I mean, I must say, I never, as much as I've been to that bar 1,000 times. I don't think I've ever actually looked down and gone, oh shit, they actually keep tea bags in a container on the counter.
Yeah.
Like...
It made my night.
This is, I mean, on one hand, you would argue it's a gay bar venue that really caters for everyone.
Yep.
But, you know, there's a bit of hesitation, but they boiled the water.
Well, we are 80s gays. We want our cup of tea. It was almost 2 o'clock in the morning by that stage. I wanted a cup of tea and ideally a Scotch finger.
Chocolate one?
No. Plain. I'm still on a diet.
Could you ever break them properly?
No.
They'd always break the other way.
Yeah. So, but when I try to break them the other way, they break the proper way. They're fucked. Everything I touch turns to shit lately.
We're in the human.
Moving on though from the shit, I watched, I had a bit of an 80s movie session the other day and I watched
80s movie session
with Danny.
not Margaret and David.
No, but I'm impartial to a big earring and a big pair of glasses.
Oh, I loved Margaret.
She was fabulous.
I remember she was doing a review of this movie and it has some like clear lesbian themes. I know David's gay.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah. He was on some, and I only knew, I mean, I always suspected, but it was some sort of ABC special. It might have been like a Mardi Gras or gay history special or something that might have only been a year or two ago. And he was on there.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, they're both still alive.
Oh, wow.
But I loved Margaret because she did this review and as it flashed back to her, she threw her head back and went, oh, God.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, oh, girl, I just love her.
What's the other ABC reporter that I love? Is it Penny Wong?
No. That's a senator.
Li Long Ching or something?
Oh, SBS. Li Lin Chin?
Yeah. I follow her career really well. I can't even remember her name.
I feel like I know everything about her, but her name right now.
Li Lin
Chin. I used to always watch her on SBS.
She's great.
She's great.
She's like 3'2".
She is so funny. Have you ever followed her on Facebook or Twitter?
Yeah.
She is hilarious.
Because
she always says that she wants to be the... Prime Chinister.
That's funny. Only she can say that.
Of course, only she can say that. But she's gold.
Well, I watched...
Lee Min-shin, yeah, that's her name.
Well, back to the movie.
Oh, right, right.
I watched Mannequin. Do you remember Papa Mannequin?
Papa is a mannequin. Britney Spears?
No, not Britney Spears.
Oh, her music video.
Mannequin.
Oh.
That was a great Britney song.
Well, it needed a video, actually.
The old Mannequin movie from 1987 with Kim Cattrall in it. And for those listening...
Lighters in the air.
Nothing's gonna stop us now. Such a good movie, such a good song. Do you know, I remember, for those who've watched it, there's a very camp window dresser in it called Hollywood. And he's like...
Oh, is that his name?
Yeah, his name is Hollywood. And he's always like, Hollywood! And he wears these outrageous sunglasses. And when I was a child, my mum used to take me to the all-you-can-eat Pizza Hut down at Capella Bar.
Yes!
They had funny, like, rock and roll star glasses with, like, lightning bolts and everything that you could collect. And I collected them.
Oh,
I remember
that.
And I used to wear
that.
Them to school, and I'd burst into class and go, Hollywood! So, I mean, I think, yeah, I've been clearly...
Was that your first personality other than yourself?
Well, that was Hollywood.
Second, yeah. It's been a lot of... No, everybody wants to go to Hollywood.
Yeah, everybody's been to Hollywood. It's not that cracked up. It's not what it's cracked up to be.
I vaguely remember the movie when it was like maybe like a Friday night, Channel 7 sort of movie back in the day. You know, yeah, if it wasn't a Danielle Steele movie, it was Mannequin or Big playing or something like that.
Oh, Big was such a good movie. There is a Mannequin too.
Is there?
Yeah, but it's shit and it doesn't have Kim Cattrall.
So you mean
in
the
it.
First one wasn't shit?
The first one was legendary. Hollywood!
I have to actually watch it. I really love, like, because you did play me the trailer beforehand to sort of, like, explain the movie to me.
Ingratiate you to Hollywood.
Yeah, and I do remember the movie vaguely, but there was so many, like, 80s movies that were in a similar vein. Like, they were just, like, ridiculous but fun comedy.
Yeah.
They were just outrageous and so typically 80s.
But they were also very innocent. But when you watch them now, you realise how many double entendres are mentioned through.
A what?
A double entendre.
Oh, is that French?
It's like a pomme de terre or a pied de terre. Oh my God, I've got a new one.
Fuck off.
No, seriously. So I was looking at houses the other day, just like, I just look at real estate all the time.
Sure.
And I was talking to a girlfriend and I said, oh, I love that. I'd love a house with a porte-cochere.
A portable share?
A porte-cochere.
I love share.
A porte-cochere.
Take her everywhere with you.
And she was like, what the hell's a porte-cochere? And I'm like, a porte-cochere. It's when you drive in and drive under, like, the balcony part that comes out over the entrance.
Yes.
It's called a porte-cochere.
Huh. Mm. Not just a cover. A carport.
No.
I prefer a carport. A carport-je? No. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so porte-cochere. But no, like, the 80s movies are filled with double entendres that you only realise now.
Yes.
But same with a lot of children's cartoons.
I was just going to say, like, watching them as an adult, you pick up all these underlying themes and you're like...
Very sexual.
Often.
And I'm really loving... like, I like to have the TV on at night time to go to bed.
Yes.
And I just put the timer on and then when I... I'm just about to fall asleep and I realise the timer's got about 3 minutes left. I wake up and put the timer back on another hour and then I do the same thing over and over again.
Oh, fantastic.
Which is why I clock up 12 hours activity time before it's even
And it's only like 12:15.
But I watch a pug cartoon. It's a cartoon about a pug.
He's in love. Oh, you talked about this to me before.
Yeah, he's in love with the fluffy next door neighbour.
Yeah, Greyhound?
I don't know.
Probably
no,
not for Spotify.
But yeah, no, it's my inner child.
Well, I was going to highlight too when you mentioned that song before. Like, one of the things I love about some of those 80s movies is the power ballad duets. These two random artists, no one's ever heard of them before the song. No one certainly hears from them after. But I love them. Like, there's ones in Dirty Dancing as
Which
an
song?
Example. It's gonna stop us now. And I love those. Look on your face. I love those songs.
There shouldn't be any look on my face. It's all been Botoxed out.
That's what I'm saying. Like, where's that look on your face? Mm. I miss it. I love the just those 80s power ballads. Like, they are so fun. I feel like because I don't actually know these songs and certainly don't know the artist, but I know the song if I heard it. I can never pick them at karaoke.
Are you playing Hurdle?
Yes.
Oh my God, I've got.
It is hard.
Yeah, but I've gotten the last three songs in less than 1 second.
Oh, I haven't done today's.
I'm very impressed with myself.
I've got to finish today's Hurdle and Quirtle, but I've got my Wordle.
I don't do Quirtle or Wordle, but I definitely have been doing Hurdle.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you like hurdles?
I like
hurdles. Long jump, short jump? You're an athlete.
I'm a short jump. A short burst of energy and it's all over.
Just short. Oh, that's someone else. Never mind.
No, you just stop that.
I'm not going to say names.
Oh my God, can I tell you, talking about TV and movies and everything, yes. I'm really hoping you feel the same way about this. Do you know what I'm so fucking over at the moment?
No, I don't actually.
TV shows or TikToks or anything related to... Oh my God, can you believe that's a cake? I feel like I'm bombarded lately with inanimate object videos that are actually cakes. And I'm over people making like, hey, this is my tampon. Ah, trick jar, it's a cake. Like, everything is a cake these days.
Does this go back a long time?
No, it's very recent because I feel like the build-up lately, there's such, everyone loves these videos about, oh my God, can I cut it? Oh my God, it's not a vase, it's a cake. I'm like, oh my God, no one cares. And it's probably the most dry, shit-tasting cake ever.
It's amazing what people will do for attention.
Oh, I know.
I'm just not always one to, maybe I'm being a hypocrite here because I probably have done it before, but I'm not always one to jump on with the fads.
No, I create them.
Well, I don't do very well at either.
I think we do.
What fad have we created?
Well, although,
I will say before you talk, that's right. Yeah. You've heard the microphone enough. I will say that I often find, and I don't know if it's just one of those psychological in your own head things, but really you're just part of a big picture. You're a small part of a big picture. But I feel like there's certain words that I will use in my language, like momentarily. So for a short period of time, a couple of months, I'll start referencing a word and then everyone catches on. And then I usually will stop. So I notice it at work. So as an example, ages ago when when people would be talking about things and I'd agree, I'd go, oh, 100%. And then everyone started saying that.
You say that a lot.
Yeah, but I've tried to dull it down now because everyone else started saying it. But now I've been saying, like, in terms of, like, positive words, like, oh, that's wonderful, wonderful. I use wonderful a lot. No one's catching on to that yet. No one else is saying wonderful, but I tell you, it's going to start.
Yeah.
You'll hear it first on here when I start noticing it.
Well, no one.
Then I'll stop.
I don't hear anyone saying pomme de terre, objet d'art, pied de terre, porte cochère. Double entendre.
Because I can't say those words.
You can't spell them either.
I can't spell them. I can't say them. I refuse to accept they exist.
Anyway.
What were you going to say before?
I have no idea.
Oh, fantastic.
Absolutely no idea.
Absolutely everybody.
Yeah.
At gay day. But essentially, like, what fads have we actually started?
I don't know. Being fabulous.
Were we the first?
Well, we're certainly the
best. Tell me what I want to hear.
We're the best.
I really just don't recall starting any fads. I mean, I've tried.
Tell us what the...
100%.
Tell us a fad that you think is... Actually, you know what? Comment and tell us a good fad and a bad fad.
What about those lollies that used to be fags that are now fads?
I don't even think they sell fads anymore, do they?
Because I think they
were
do.
Like cigarettes.
I think you can go get them at the confectionery warehouse at Virginia.
Oh, yum.
Do you know when I once worked at a certain employer, I accidentally wrote, they said they lived in Virginia, I wrote vagina instead in the job. But thankfully it wouldn't accept it because it wasn't a recognised suburb.
I'm surprised that you know how to spell vagina.
Well, it came out of my fingertips. It was one of those first moments in my life I was actually touch typing. Then I went and looked down and looked at the screen and was like, vagina.
My God.
Disgusting.
You wouldn't have known what it meant.
It was Virginia.
Anyway.
But that's where the confectionery warehouse is, and I'm pretty sure they sell fads. But obviously, when they changed their name from fags, not only did they do that because of, well, I'm assuming it was because of the whole, gay agenda.
No, smoking.
But they were fags.
Yeah, but a fag was always considered.
But they had the
cigarette.
Red dot on the end.
Yeah. Confectionery warehouse is open till 9. Let's go. Oh my god.
We should do a live broadcast. We'll go there on our next episode, perhaps, and we'll actually do a walkthrough.
No, our next episode will be in Byron.
Oh, that's true. Mm. Oh, we'll have to do a behind the paywall episode.
Why? What do you want to talk about that's
the Confectionery Warehouse. I want to do a live tour.
Oh.
You can dial in what's for a live tour experience of you at
the Confectionery Warehouse going to sound like?
Oh, my teeth are falling out. I must say, though, my teeth were falling out on the weekend. So we all caught up, myself, Danny and Craig, we caught up at the Wickham on Sunday afternoon just for a little bit of a little quiet. And it wasn't really in a Sunday session. It was really just a brief thing, as Danny mentioned before. But
I had two soda water.
You did have two soda waters. Craig and I shared two jugs each, two cocktail jugs. And the second one we got was a, oh yeah, baby, touch my jugs. The second one was a Pink Lady and it was quite delicious. It was made on gin and I'm not normally a gin drinker, but I don't mind a sweet gin. So anyway, it was quite delicious. Anyway, we got into it, but they, for presentation purposes, the cocktail was layered in the jug.
It looked really nice.
Yeah. So it was like a really light pale pink on top and went to a very deep red. Delicious. So we're pouring it, we're drinking it. But as we got through the first two thirds, it started getting really sweet. And then I realized it's basically just grenadine at the bottom.
Oh.
Like pure cordial.
Visual effects, but.
Oh, I know. And I'm like, fuck, I wish we had a stirring, like a stick for that one. Anyway, we persevered and we drank the whole thing. But literally, it was like drinking liquid red sugar at the end. I felt like my teeth were falling out all over the Wickham. In fact, I think they did.
That's delicious.
Do you like my smile?
I was going to say, what happened to your teeth? How much longer did you stay on Sunday after I left?
Oh, we finished that jug and left.
Oh, okay.
But we persevered. It took a while to work through it.
Yeah.
But we had like, you know, all the, oh, you were there when they started to arrive, like all the water polo boys were there.
Oh, the Titans.
We had a guy's 50th birthday was happening. There was a hen's party on a Sunday afternoon there. And Craig and I, she had to get a photo as part of a dare and we had to both kiss her cheek.
Ew.
Like at the same time.
I'm glad I was gone.
Yeah.
Her cheek on her face or her...
We had to both kiss her cheek at the same time.
Oh.
But opposing cheeks.
Which cheek did you pick?
Her left.
The bottom or the top?
Her left. And she was very happy with the results.
She would have been.
She had my little pink lips printed on her from my grenadine.
I'm sure it's not the first cheek that Craig has kissed at the Wickham.
That hour.
Yeah. What do you think of the idea for... Because obviously, like, we're on episode 9 now.
Yes.
Episode 10 is going to be our finale.
It's our season finale.
Yes. What do you think of the idea of, for season 2, we do videos of our podcasts?
I mean, I'm not sure. Will we lose viewership?
I don't know. I mean, want to explore
listenership?
It.
Like, what are we doing here? Well,
I really want to explore it because I
would
feel
that
like...
no longer be a podcast? Because we don't have podcasts that are videos.
No. It can still be a podcast, but it would like there would be an audio.
He's a scat man.
There'd be an audio element. Like, there'd be the audio side of it, but we would put the video on Instagram as a reel. I don't know. I've been watching a lot of podcasts lately.
Have you got a lot of spare time on your hands?
Well, no, but
there you go.
Well, yeah, I do. When I'm on the treadmill, I've got
if you would
hours
like, if,
every day.
No, if but you would like to be our producer, please write into us and give us a two-line why we should pick you.
Yeah. No, but do you know Alrighty Hey? All Right Hey?
Is that also French?
No, he's such a... All Right Hey is...
All Right Hey.
I don't know whether it's All Right or All Righty, but it's... let's just say All Right Hey. He is such a funny guy.
Right.
He's got a podcast now with some other dude, and they... I've been watching the videos of them do it, and it's just... It adds such another element to the humour that they have between each other, because you get the facial expressions, and you get everything.
Right.
It's so funny. But we need a proper... We need someone to really step it up.
We need a microphone, first of all.
Well, we've got a microphone. We're on it now.
Oh, is that how we record?
Yeah, but we need, like, a proper studio. And I actually watch... I stumbled across an old episode of Wigs by Vanity and Courtney Act. They had a podcast going for a while and it was also filmed in a studio. Hilarious. And there was one part that I watched where they were just sitting there. It was a behind the scenes shot. They were just sitting there. Courtney Act was reading a magazine and had a champagne bottle right next to her, and it just popped for no reason. It was so good. But it was just those moments where I thought, maybe we should go down that road for season two. We're open to suggestions, though.
I just want a champagne bottle that pops itself.
Oh, I'm not a champagne.
Doesn't that usually mean they've gone off?
I don't know, because I'm not a champagne drinker.
I do have, though. I mean, this is our second last episode of the season.
Yeah.
And so one thing...
Are we having a reunion? Like a real housewife?
I think I could scratch your eyes out and throw wine on you.
Yeah.
Can I do that?
No.
Okay, great. Well, let's do it. No, like we've tried... In this season, we have tackled some really important conversations.
We have.
Such as, you know, what is she going to look like with a chimney on her as an example?
I found out what that means.
Oh, tell me.
Yeah, it's like a Bristol reference to if you're going to put a chimney on someone, it means you're going to punch them in the eye.
That can be a reunion episode. Yeah. I'm going to make you wear a chimney, baby.
Yeah.
Is that because you've like got like soot on your eye and it's gone black?
I'd say so.
Something like that. Or yeah. You run into a wall.
Or a black hole, like the chimney hole.
Okay.
I don't know.
I feel inspired now. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But anyhow, we've tackled also some serious issues. You know, we've talked about, you know, certain things that were a bit of more of a serious nature. And I really want to close on a bit more of a serious note. And this is really important to me. And I really think that my listeners, will also really want to understand this. So we're just going to sort of take it to a serious place and we'll end on that. But we'll come back for much more fun.
Well, what if I haven't run out of things to say?
What now?
Yeah.
Well, I'm cutting you off.
Getting very close to the microphone there.
Can you come closer as well, please?
Why?
This is serious. Like, okay, we actually, like, you know.
Okay, that's as close as I'm getting.
Oh, you want to get close? I didn't want to feel a tuck of my breath.
No. That fireball breath.
Okay, I'm going to lead this, but you have to follow straight away. This is not a game. This is a serious topic, but it's very short and sweet. Just got to come out and just say it once I finish. I'm going to ask you a question. Just answer.
You're scaring me.
You should be. This is serious. You should see the look on his face. We should film this.
It looks exactly like every other look on my face.
I say lasagna. What do you say?
Lasagna.
Fuck off.
Craig says lasagna too.
You're both older than me. Something about old gays that you can't talk properly. You talk French. You can't say Italian words properly. Lasagna.
Lasagna. There's no O in it.
Exactly.
No, I mean, sorry, hang on. There's no A
I
in
win.
It.
I win.
Yes, there is an
There's
A.
There's two A's. You idiots.
I'm sorry. I say lasagna.
I say lasagna.
Anyway, it's been a pleasure. Again, as always.
Time flies. Let's make episode 10 just a little dash longer for a surprise.
Well, we will have a few surprises in episode 10. We've got some really big news, don't we?
I can't wait to reveal. One button at a time, baby.
Oh, anyway, we hope you've enjoyed episode 9 of our inane banter. Is inane
Thanks
a word?
Thanks for listening. Yeah.
Mundane?
Don't describe yourself that way.
Hussein? Bolt?
I had a teacher called Bert Lehane in primary school.
Jesus.
It was a woman.
Let's wrap up on that note.
She broke her arm.
Have a lovely week ahead, guys, and I hope you all look forward to our final episode.
Shh. Get your friends listening, by the way. It's really important.
Yeah, and we want some shout-outs and some shares. We've got a few friends. Michael.
Yes.
We're still waiting on Michael to give
Michael.
Us a shout-out.
I mean, we could plug you or your salon.
Yeah, but we're not
salon
going to.
Selective.
We're not
going
to say anything about it until we get a share.
Oh.
How do you like that?
Yeah, that's right. All right, Michael.
Oh, that's the fade-out music.
Good night.
Bye.
Goodbye. Farewell. Thank you, listeners.